ABC Radio Australia.
Yet again, Fiji has recorded its highest daily total of positive COVID-19 cases. The outbreak continues to soar with another 279 cases and 4 deaths reported yesterday. Now, in order to curb the spread of the virus, many of the country's hospitals have been closed to the general public, with field hospitals being set up instead. But it's leaving many pregnant women worried about their upcoming births, and with their due dates fast approaching, many are wondering if it's safe to give birth in the country's hospitals. Marla Damati has more.
Giving birth might be a joyful, albeit painful, time for a woman and her family. But as Fiji grapples with growing cases of COVID-19, it's anything but for this woman who we're calling Anna.
I cannot stress how scared I am.
Anna is 39 weeks pregnant and due to give birth this weekend. Instead of being excited about welcoming her second child, she's instead concerned about her safety.
My biggest fear is, now that I don't know who's delivering me, I'm hoping that I don't, my water doesn't break at a time where I go into the hospital and I encounter frontliners and medical workers that are just on their last few minutes of their shift, you know, so I won't be given that care. And secondly, yes, coming into contact with somebody that has come into contact with a positive case.
Despite paying for a private obstetrician, Anna is not sure who will be delivering her baby or where.
Monday, the 21st, we were told that our doctor came into contact with a positive case. So she's in isolation. So I'm back to square one and I don't know who's going to deliver me again. So, you know, it changes and it's just very, I can honestly say it's stressful. It's more stressful than anything now.
And when Anna does eventually go into labour, she will have to go it alone because of strict COVID-19 protocols.
Back in 2016, I had my parents, my sisters, my husband all waiting there, you know, in the hospital. And now my husband can't even come into the room, you know. So, yeah, it's very scary.
Dr. Pushpa Nusseh is a senior gynecologist and obstetrician working in a private hospital in Fiji. She says a lot of mothers are voicing similar concerns.
The same sort of reaction I get from patients, even patients who were not my patients, like I wasn't following them up in antenatal care, but now they are coming to me and they are feeling very scared, very confused.
Fiji's main hospital, the Colonial War Memorial, was turned into a dedicated COVID care facility 2 weeks ago when there were growing cases linked to it. Its maternity ward initially remained open while all other non-COVID patients were being treated in a field hospital nearby. But as cases continue to grow within a cluster at the hospital, pregnant women are now being transferred to other facilities. Some have even been transferred to a hospital more than 200 kilometres away. Dr. Nusseh says while it's important strict COVID-19 measures are put in place to stop transmission, she's worried that some pregnant women in the public health system are being left behind.
See, I mean, when our biggest hospital has been termed as like taking over COVID care, then, yeah, obviously all the other services, I mean, have suffered, you know.
Dr. Nusseh's hospital does not offer delivery at the moment, but given the situation, she says many patients are asking if they can.
Like, we have been asking our management also if we could start deliveries here, because that's what a lot of them request. But the thing is, the pediatric support is not there. So our management is a bit worried about what if something happens to the baby.
And just days out from her due date, Anna is still unsure where exactly she will be giving birth.
I know that right now, as I go for my scans and everything, all my clinics, baby and I are healthy. But it's when baby comes out and then is delivered in a COVID hospital.
Dr. Nusseh says while the situation is stressful, health authorities are ensuring that women are safe when they deliver their baby. And she's urging people not to take the risk and give birth at home.
But what I do try and tell the women is don't be so anxious. The situation on the ground is not that bad because they have put measures in place which is pretty good measures. We do not advocate home deliveries because also, I mean, I think, you know, our geographical locations and, you know, access to transport and roads and things, I mean, all those things make it quite difficult.
And as Anna waits out the last few days of her pregnancy, she hopes that women who come after her will have a less rocky ride.
Well, what I'd really like is for this government to just assign one health center for maternity, you know, for antenatal, for all the deliveries, you know, instead of throwing us back into a COVID hospital.
That was Fijian mother Anna, ending that report from Marla Damati.